Welcome back to another edition of God, Music, and Use, the podcast. We sure appreciate you following along with each and every bit of good news. I love finding those stories, three stories per podcast. And I let you know that in it, all those signs, miracles, and wonders that are happening out there, there is a God element going on in that as well. That's because we love to give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And today's first story comes out of Orland Park, Illinois, where Miss Sue, being the bus driver, was doing her thing, driving the kids home from school. She had five students on the bus with her. And she pulled up to a railroad tracks, and if you ever rode a school bus, you know exactly what happens. Bus driver stops, looks both ways. They usually open their door and just to check things out. It's exactly what Miss Sue did. But then she pulled forward after spotting no train, and then her bus stalled, her front wheels just on those tracks. She looked up again, and in the distance, she could see it, a commuter train heading her way. She knew exactly what to do. First of all, not panic. Second of all, tell those kids to get off that bus and fast. 12-year-old Ava was on the bus along with her two brothers, and she knew exactly what to do, too.
We'd always ran off the bus. I mean, I got Jeremy and Joshua and the neighbor, and I just told them to get off the bus and go far away.
And I love the part where Dad showed up to get the kids.
Just walking up and seeing all three of them, it was a relief. They were, you know, all emotional, you know, very upset, and saw Miss Sue, you know, went up to her, you know, gave her a hug, just thanked her for, you know, her, you know, response, her action.
There's more good news in this story. The reporter who, well, he reported on this story, he said this at the very end, and this is something that I love, because like I said, here at God News You Can Use, we want to make sure that God gets all the glory indeed.
Won't forget to send some prayers above for keeping his little ones safe.
Amen and amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Can I do another amen? There you go. I love that. God getting all the glory. And we move into story number two. This coming out of Texas. A lot of times when people think Texas, they think hot summers. Yeah, that's true. But it gets pretty cold in wintertime, too. And on this particular winter's night, Dr. Krishman was coming out of his clinic, and there he saw it in the distance, a dog all by herself.
And seemed skinny, cold. It was one of the colder nights there in Corpus.
So he reluctantly took the dog home. Well, there were four-year-old twins at home, and you know what happened next. Yeah, they end up keeping her. It was sort of a trial run just to see how it went with the kids, and the kids had already named the dog PJ, short for peanut butter and jelly. Gotta love that. And then one night, the pooch, as the family refers to her, knew that she had to wake up these people and fast.
The dog came in, was pawing the end of the bed. Melissa woke up and said, "What's up, pooch?" And she was pretty, you know, pretty adamant, scratching, kind of unusual. And she got up and she smelled a little bit of smoke. By the time we got the kids out, got them towards the truck away from the structure, I was gonna go back in and get a few things. By the time I went into the house, the smoke was starting to pour out where the main door was. You know, we may not have known for quite a while if it wasn't for the pooch. Words will never express it, what can you say? We're eternally grateful. We've got our family. And the dog is now definitely a part of the family, and we definitely owe our lives to her.
Now, I know this verse wasn't specifically written about a dog, but I thought it was so apropos that I just had to read it for you. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." Dogs are a gift from God. And that love of God always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And God returns that to us and vice versa. But then he gave us a dog on top of it all. And that's why it's God Use You Can Use. And very good news for story number two as we head into story number three today. And we head to upstate New York for this one. And we're going to be talking about Michael, a Vietnam veteran. You see, Michael enlisted in the Army when he was only 17 years old. And every time he tried to go back and get his high school diploma, something got in the way.
You try to accomplish a goal, but no matter how many times you try, life just seems to get in the way.
This is where life found a way for 71-year-old Michael Burke.
Yes, you did hear pomp and circumstance in the background. You see, Michael just got his high school diploma. And as much as he tried to do this, it was finally when he had to move into the VA hospital to get full-time care that he came into a friendship with a fellow veteran, his name John. John had actually done this before. They got into a conversation. He said, "I never got my diploma." And John said, Michael, you know what? I've got some experience here. I think I'm going to give you a hand.
Anytime a veteran needs help, we as veterans will come to each other's aid. It's that kind of camaraderie.
And as a former military wife myself, I can tell you that camaraderie is tangible. It is so real. It is so tried and true. And it is so American. For Michael, well, he just graduated. It took a while, but he says it was worth it.
It felt like something I should have done years and years ago.
No worries, Michael. You got your day. We're so proud of you. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. There's, of course, agape love. We know that God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. We couldn't be who we are without him. But there's also that camaraderie that John talked about, that brotherly love that we have for one another, and it is rife in the military ranks. And this story had a really great happy ending. Michael and John are in the VA facility together. They're getting treatment. And while some may say that's not such a great turn of events, it's true that a lot of vets, when they end up there with their brothers once again, they find that hope all over again, that same faith, hope, and love that God talks about in his word. That's your God News You Can Use for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, it's on Facebook, God News You Can Use. Like, follow, share. Everybody needs good news. And catch up with the first 5 podcasts anytime at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. May the Lord bless you until I see you next Friday with more good news, God News You Can Use.